B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Strange holiday traditions. Funny, they're just holiday traditions until somebody new comes to your house and they're like, what? You do what?
That's
now?
That's weird.
You leave lasagna out for Santa? Explain this exactly.
404-741-0985. You found out it was a strange holiday tradition. Heather in Johns Creek.
Yeah, I just found out this was weird, but my mom used to put fruit in our stockings.
Fruit?
Like little clementines or sometimes an apple, whatever she had on hand, I think.
I think we do that too. We put an orange is the first thing in the stocking.
I could see that being problematic because you put like an orange or an apple in the bottom of a stocking, that turns into a weapon.
That's why Santa's got to make sure the rest of the items in the stocking are awesome.
Right.
My Santa just leaves candy in the stocking, so I don't. This fruit thing is a foreign concept to me.
Well, my Santa wants me to be healthy. So right. I don't know.
Tad, you've got to have some sort of strange tradition you guys do up there in the north.
I can tell you what I look forward to. It's not really a strange tradition, but we do the homemade Chex Mix every year.
Oh,
that goes
yeah.
When my
the
mother
puppy, the puppy chow?
Not uh-huh. The puppy chow, which is also delicious. That's with the chocolate and the peanut butter and
yeah,
everything, right?
That's, oh. That's the only thing you should yeah. do, right?
We're talking about the Chex Mix. It's made with Worcestershire sauce, butter. It's like Chex Mix you'd buy in a bag in the store, but it's homemade. Did you
okay,
know
this
that
is weird.
Yeah.
You think?
This is weird.
You don't
yes.
use the chocolate and stuff?
Well,
no.
I mean, I'm not against it. I like the puppy chow or whatever.
Hold on, but you're making Chex Mix. You can
Oh, my friend, it's not the same. The store-bought Chex Mix is too consistent. It's perfect. The homemade Chex Mix, it's got little areas where there might be a little bit too much Worcestershire sauce, delicious little schniblets of joy.
Wait, what is the starting ingredient?
Chex Mix. Chex. You buy the three different
like the
boxes of
cereal?
Chex.
Oh, you
straight
have
up
three nuts. Different boxes?
Chex. Yes.
But straight up plain, and then you guys do something strange to it.
You add like butter and you roast it, and it's unbelievable. When I land at the air, my mother will show up with Chex Mix. It is the beginning of the holidays. I'm sorry. I didn't think that was weird.
You don't think it's weird that you buy Chex Mix to make Chex Mix?
No, you buy
pause,
Chex
pause.
Cereal.
Yes.
The three different kinds of Chex cereal. You got the... Okay, forget it. If you have a tradition that you like discovered when you joined a family, 404-741-0985.
Good luck topping that.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm being punked. You know who's not getting Chex Mix for Christmas this year?
Yeah, I know.
Tad, Drex, and Kara Show on B98.5. We're never going to get to... strange holiday traditions until we get past the Chex Mix issue here. Ellen and Marietta.
I'm actually calling to back you up. We always do the homemade Chex Mix. That is the beginning of the holidays.
Thank you. Now, Drex, you were making the point that you can buy Chex Mix like snack food now in the store, right?
Yeah, you.
So you don't know why anybody would make it.
Buy something that you...
Adam LaGrange.
They were just talking about Chex Mix. My wife is in the car, and she married into a family that makes Chex Mix, too, and she does not understand it.
Right.
Really?
She doesn't understand it because she's a rational person
no.
that can go to the store
and buy
and
the
buy
Chex
it.
Mix.
It's like, Adam, do you have an apple tree in your back? You make apples? You can buy them at the store.
I don't. Yeah, but it's a completely different recipe. It's a recipe my dad made when I was a kid, and
yeah.
you can't buy it at the store. It's so much better.
You can buy Chex Mix in the store. But you can't buy the kind of Chex Mix we're talking about. It's
I will agree that the homemade Chex Mix does taste better.
It runs
than
circles
the
around the bagged stuff.
What's it like to have all this free time to be able to make something you can buy? I got bills and kids and stuff.
What about the chocolate chip cookie? You know that a homemade chocolate chip cookie is better than a store-bought
That's
chocolate
true.
Chip cookie.
Well, I guess
nine
it depends on who's baking it.
Yeah. Cookies are like. Pizza, even bad cookies are good. So
that's
I,
true.
I don't know, I'm following that.
But the Chex Mix that's made in your mom's oven is superior cherry in Douglasville?
Well, I was just calling to say he is not crazy. Homemade Chex Mix is 10 times better than store-bought. As a matter of fact, it came first.
It
so
came
that's why
first.
We have store-bought.
When you used to buy Chex cereal in the yeah. store, It had the recipe for the homemade Chex Mix on the box. It wasn't until people discovered how delightful that was that they started selling it in a bag. And I'm sorry, but the factory-made Chex combination is nowhere near as good as the one that we make at home.
But you know why they started putting it in a bag? Because they thought it was so ridiculous that people were making something and taking so long that they're like, well, we'll just put it in a bag and save everyone time.
If you were kinder about this, I would bring some in.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Got cloud scattered light showers today with a high of 45. 40 in Midtown. What's up, Kara?
We got more than 3.7 million people expected to pass through Hartsfield-Jackson over the next 2 weeks.
No.
So grab your mask and your hand sanitizer. They say they're ready for the challenge to get everyone to their loved ones, but there's a few things that you should remember. Get to the airport 2 hours before your flight. If you're domestic, 3 hours if you're going international. Don't know who's doing that right now, but good luck to you. Follow the airport and your airline social media accounts for any updates, and double check the wait times for security and stuff on the airport's website. Traveling can be super stressful, but it's the most wonderful time of the year, so keep your cool and be kind.
And if you see a family running through the terminal, make sure they grab their 8-year-old kid and he's not left at home.
Make sure they Kevin's with them. Yeah. Now, when you guys were 17, what did you ask for your birthday?
17.
Do you want like a bunch of cash? Like,
probably a gas card.
Oh, that was a good idea. Good. So Alpharetta's Jaden Young wanted donations for the homeless.
Aww.
This young man started giving way back when he was 9 years old. His cousin Kaylin would spend her birthdays feeding the homeless. So sadly, she passed away in 2014. And in her memory, Jaden decided that he wanted to stuff stockings for the homeless. So ever since then, this event that he's done, Hoops for the Homeless, has become bigger and better. And this year, his goal was to stuff 400 stockings. And this is all with donations from the public. So he blew that out of the water and ended up donating over 700 stockings to the Family Promise of Forsyth Homeless Shelter, who's going to be serving over 650 families in need this year. So
great stuff.
How cool. Now, how would you feel about chowing down that Big Mac and fries from McDonald's while riding a stationary bike?
It seems like the circle of life.
Right? You would think so. Yeah, so some McDonald's in China are now replacing their tables and chairs with a row of Mickey D's branded spin bikes. They've got this little table attached to them so you don't spill your drink. But it doesn't matter how hard you pedal, unless you're there for like a couple of hours, you're still going to consume more calories than you're going to burn off.
No question.
And of course, there's a TikTok video of this actually happen. You know, video where it didn't happen.
Right.
This poor woman is trying to drink her beverage and spin at the same time, and it is just a hot mess.
I've been doing we got one of those Pelotons. I've been doing it like once a week, and I can't get over the instructors who are talking through this entire thing. I'm on the verge of going full Mr. Big.
Right.
And these Peloton instructors are like
they're
reading a book
up.
And
they're
talking and they're
strong.
Swinging. Like, how are you able to breathe?
I know how they're able to breathe. 1% body fat. Yeah, they're like 23 years old. Yeah.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Wow, Susan. You need forgiveness for a road rage incident? For real?
Yes.
What'd you do?
Well, I was pulling out of a Costco at Perimeter, and I was confused because I was so busy, and my GPS was doing weird things. And to add to the confusion, this lady started beeping at me. And I'm like, I know, lady, sue me for being human, right? So
this Costco, I know what you're talking about. The Costco at Perimeter, the gas station is far away in the parking lot. People are going willy-nilly all over the place.
There's a Home Depot over there, so I'm already angry.
Right. Automatic chaos.
Right.
Yeah.
So this car starts beeping.
It got out of control very quickly.
Did you get out of your car?
No. I was just trying to get out of there, so I laid on my horn, and I flipped her off. Yeah.
Well, it got bad, but it could have been worse, I guess.
No, it was bad. This woman chased me for a few blocks, and I was just taking weird turns, just trying to, like, get rid of her, right? I mean, I was scared.
Were you able to lose her?
Thank God, yes. Anyway, my husband called me, and he knew what happened because this woman works with him and was yelling at him.
No way.
Wait, I'm confused. Yeah. Well, the woman was beeping it. You must have known you then. Is that right?
She works with my husband, and she recognized me, and she told him that he was married to a lunatic and that we won't be attending any functions together, all this stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And yeah.
So you didn't know, she knew who you were, but you didn't know who she was, or you?
Exactly. I had no idea who she was, and I asked my husband, and she told him she doesn't even want to associate with anyone who treats people that way.
Wow.
So I'm hoping you can help me sort this out. My husband said it would be a favor to him because she's much higher up in the company. So this whole thing is awkward for him.
Is his job on the line?
It could be. It could be. I don't know.
Oh, messy.
All right. Let's do this. We'll put you on hold. We're going to try to get her on the phone, and we'll talk to her, and we'll try to help you iron it out, get forgiveness, and make everything nice, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. It's that holiday shopping road rage you got to watch out for.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Susan was just telling us that she had a little road rage incident at the Costco at Perimeter, going back and forth with this lady. She didn't really see the lady that she was flipping off until it was too late. Turns out this woman works with her husband and recognized her, is calling her a lunatic. And, well, this lady is an upper-up at that company, so Susan needs to ask forgiveness, and we're going to help you do that. Susan, sit tight. Let us chat with Laura for a sec.
Hello?
Hi, is this Laura?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you doing this morning?
Huh?
The reason we're calling is we wanted to ask you about a little road rage incident that you had with one of your coworkers' wives, I guess?
Nothing happened. That lady is nuts.
Well, something did happen. You had an incident happen in the Costco parking lot.
I had my kids in the car. There's this mad woman. She's crazy.
How am I the mad woman when you were the one chasing me for Sandy Springs?
Okay, yeah, Laura, what? Susan is on the phone with us. We were calling because she was calling to ask your forgiveness. We have a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget.
I'm sorry I reacted the way I did, but you can't go intimidating people like that. And I'm sorry, but we live in dangerous times.
Hold on. You do realize that your kid's backpack was on the roof of your car, right?
Wait, what?
What do you mean, wait, what?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I wasn't chasing you because I was mad. I was honking and following you to let you know that your backpack was on the roof of the car.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Girl, I tried.
So Laura wasn't chasing Susan in anger. Laura was chasing Susan because there's a kid's backpack on the roof. And trying to flag her down, honking the horn. And so, Susan, you flipped her off for all of her help.
Wait, so do you have it?
Do I have what?
The backpack.
You're kidding, right?
Where is this backpack?
It came off the roof of your car in Peachtree Dunwoody.
And you didn't pick it up?
Do you hear yourself?
So, Laura, this is called Forgive and Forget, and Susan was hoping you would forgive her for what she thought was this road rage incident. This might be a moot point right now, but do you forgive her?
Oh, I forgive her. Trust me. She already paid the price with that roadkill backpack.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
When you're divorced and you use presents to win your kid over, you end up on Forgive and Forget. We'll find out why James needs forgiveness tomorrow morning at 7.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Cloud scattered light showers today with a high of 45, 40 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
Can you believe we got 4 more days till Christmas?
Wow.
If you're doing any traveling over the holidays, be ready to see more people on the roads than ever before. With the kids out of school and many people taking a day or two off to be with friends and family, it's not going to be a question of what day is going to be worse than others. It's more of a question of what time on each day you should avoid trying to get on the road. Basically, your sweet spot is going to be between the hours of 2 and 6 p.m. anytime beginning today going through Christmas. Outside of that window, things could get sticky. So whatever you're doing, be safe. Now, do you remember getting your class syllabus on the first day of school?
Sure.
Okay, so we used to spend like that entire first class going through that thing with a fine-tooth comb.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a college professor at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga who knew his students were not reading this thing, even after strongly suggesting that they look it over. So how did he know that they didn't even look at it? He actually left clues about a secret treasure that he had left in a locker and even gave them the combination lock numbers. And nobody
touched
it
read the syllabus
all season.
So if they would have read through the syllabus like they were supposed to, they would see that there's a treasure in this locker and here's the combination.
Yes.
And he went after and opened that locker and the treasure was still in
there. And the $50 that he had planted there at the beginning of the semester was still sitting there collecting dust.
Love that guy.
So just a good little lesson there that you should read those things. That also means like those privacy things that you get when you download an app to your phone. You might want to start reading those things, too, because you're letting
them. Are you talking about the terms of service?
Heck, yeah.
No, there's no buried treasure in there.
There's no buried treasure in there, but it's telling you what they're doing with your stuff.
Yeah. True.
How they're going to give away your treasure.
Your life, exactly. Now, this is just fun. You know the Athens band, the B-52s?
Sure. Yeah.
Legendary, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have a very distinctive sound, and there's this cover band out there called the B-69s, who can turn just about any song into that 70s, 80s, new wave style. It's pretty great. You want to take a little listen?
Sure.
This is
Lil
Nas X.
Call me when you want, call me when you need, call me in the morning, I'll be on the way.
I think my favorite is Britney's Toxic, though. Take a listen.
You're toxic, I'm slipping under. I'm addicted to you, don't you know that you're toxic?
Oh my gosh. We need to pool our money. That'd be a great party.
I was just going to say, we got to find a way to bring these guys to Atlanta.
I want more.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by RS Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, Megan and Carrollton.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Could you please kick Kara out of the studio for us?
Get out of there, Kara.
I'm gone, Megan. Good luck.
Thank you.
So let you know, first of all, this is a 3-question game because questions 4 and 5 are impossible.
Oh, great.
We're going to ask you all 5 questions while Kara stands outside the room. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here you go, Megan. Question number 1. Name the Atlanta-based airlines that in 2022 will no longer offer Sky Miles for basic economy tickets.
That would be Delta.
Number 2. Martha Stewart's going to sell replicas of the clay nativity scene she made while in jail. Who are the mom and dad in a nativity scene?
That would be Mary and Joseph.
Number 3, a judge has told Kelly Clarkson she cannot evict her ex-husband out of their 20-acre ranch in what state?
Montana.
Number 4, Hailey Bieber revealed her new neck tattoo on Instagram yesterday. Name the music symbol that represents notes located above the middle C that Justin has tattooed on his neck. What did I tell you? It's impossible.
Oh, goodness, and I'm a musician, so I should know this.
The music symbol.
Oh, I don't know.
The music symbol.
A treble clef?
Okay, good guess.
Number 5, former American Idol winner Lauren Elena was invited to join the Grand Ole Opry membership over the weekend. Each Grand Ole Opry member receives a personalized what when they join?
Personalized trophy?
Let's bring Kara back in.
I mean, with Megan getting number 4 right, she might have done the trick.
All right.
So we'll see what happens.
Kara's making her way in for the same questions. Ready?
I believe so.
Number one, name the Atlanta-based airline that in 2022 will no longer offer Sky Miles for basic economy tickets.
Delta.
That's what Megan said, 1-1.
That means I'll no longer be getting Sky Miles. Number two, Martha Stewart's going to sell replicas of the clay nativity scene she made while in jail. Who are the mom and dad in a nativity scene?
Mary and Joseph.
That's what Megan said as well. We're tied at two.
Number three, a judge has told Kelly Clarkson she cannot evict her ex-husband out of their 20-acre ranch in what state?
Montana.
That's what Megan said as well. We're not up at three.
Oh, really? She got that right.
Yeah.
I thought it was Nashville or Tennessee.
Mm-mm.
Good job. All right. We got a game here. Number four, Hailey Bieber revealed her new neck tattoo on Instagram yesterday. Ooh. Here's a tough question. Name the music symbol that represents notes located above middle C that Justin has tattooed on his neck.
Treble clef?
So Megan, who kind of guessed treble clef as well, and it's the right answer.
Whoa.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
We're tied at four going into question five.
Question five. Former American Idol winner Lauren Elena was invited to join the Grand Ole Opry membership over the weekend. Each Grand Ole Opry member receives a personalized what when they join?
Jacket.
Megan said trophy. Ted, any guess? I thought you might know this.
Guitar.
A mailbox. Everyone gets their own mailbox.
What?
So people and fans can send letters to that mailbox. Now you know. All right. We got a tie score, 4-4. And Megan and Carrollton, all ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. So Carrie, new record, 1,181 wins and 38 losses.
Great game, Megan.
Great game, Kara. Thank you.
I'm honored, Drexa. You think I'm up on my Opry trivia.
Well, you're always playing like Conway Whitty songs during commercial breaks.
Conway, like, name is Conway Twitty. Jeez, dude.
I don't even listen to country music, and I knew that one.
That's amazing.
Holy, Conway Whitty is his younger, slightly funnier brother.
Yeah.
Colby Calais tickets, the 15th anniversary tour of Coco Live, Buckhead Theater, February 24th. Tickets on sale at livenation.com. You're all set, Megan. Great job.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much.
Hey, guys, we have Santa's cell phone number. And gosh, what, just 5 days away from Christmas, you're really going to want this number. You can put somebody on the naughty list. You can call and ask Santa for your gifts and all that. And we'll give it to you here in just a second. But not only do we have his cell phone number, we have the voicemail, the password to his voicemails. You guys want to hear what people are calling Santa?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Please enter your password. New messages.
Hey, Santa. My name is Dante from Atlanta, Georgia. Can I please have a phone for Christmas? Please? Please? Thank you.
Next message.
Hey, Santa. I want some chocolate and cake. And what else do I want? Awesome.
Want a train?
Santa. My daddy said I want a train.
Next message.
I want a cookie. I want a cookie and piece of cake.
Next message.
Hello, this is Johnny from Pizza Hut. You ordered a large pepperoni pizza with mushroom. So if you would please give me a call back, that would be great. Goodbye, Santa. I mean, whoever you are.
End of message.
Don't prank Santa 5 days away from Christmas. Come on.
Not a good
going on the naughty list.
That was Johnny.
Yeah, that's right.
Undoubtedly calling from Johnny's hideaway. All right, so the number to reach Santa, leave a message.
Yeah, 404-954-1731. Again, 404-954-1731.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.